This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out at secondcalldefense.org. There was another debate over the weekend, and the NSSF actually came out and attacked Hillary Clinton and defended Sanders. And that's all based upon what Sanders was saying. There was a question put out by a gentleman named Gene Kauf. He's the father of Abigail Kauf, a 14-year-old, injured during a shooting rampage in Kalamazoo. About a two-hour drive from the debate stage in Flint, Kauf said the man who injured his daughter and another person during the shooting in which six others were killed didn't have a history of mental illness. He asked the candidates what they would do to address the serious epidemic of gun violence. And he said, I don't want to hear anything about tougher laws for mental health or criminal backgrounds because that doesn't work. Clinton responded by attacking the PLCAA, the 2005 law protecting gun manufacturers from liability lawsuits when their products are used in the commission of the crime. Giving immunity to gun makers and sellers was a terrible mistake. Why not? Why? Monday, the NSSF came out, and they called the former Secretary of State's comments false and praised her rival, Bernie Sanders, for his response. Now, here's one thing that Sanders said to Mr. Kauf that I believe is probably the closest thing to the honest truth out there. And for Mr. Kauf to get out there and believe that there is an answer, that there is a way to stop all bad things. I understand your anger, sir. I do. Because if one of my children had one of my grandchildren, if somebody ever hurts one of my grandchildren, I'm going to sell everything I own and hunt them to the ends of the earth. If that's what it takes. I will sell everything I own except for my weapons. And I'll be utilizing them. But he got it there and he looked at Mr. Kauf and he said, you know, to be honest, you know, I know you're not going to like this, but there is no magic answer to what you're asking. And that's the truth. And that has always been the truth. And it will always be the truth. And that's the problem. That's the problem all of these gun grabbers cannot stand, because for some reason, this denial of mass that they do, this psychological denial, you know, let's outlaw them and then they'll all be gone. Sanders said that he does not favor trying to drive firearms manufacturers out of business. He did defend the law, which, like I said, he voted for in favor of, saying that manufacturers and sellers should not be held accountable for the misuse of their products. But, you know, Clinton, more times than not, PolitiFact will get out there and look at whatever Clinton says, and they're going to give her a bunch of Pinocchios. they PolitiFact found that, you know, the gun industry does not get more more protection than any other industry. NRA praised Sanders for his response, calling it spot on. The highest grade Sanders has ever received from a gun rights group is a C-minus during his 2006 U.S. Senate race in Vermont, though he often likes to tout the D-minus he earned during his 2012 re-election campaign. On its Twitter feed, the NRA called both candidates equally unacceptable on the Second Amendment, but on trustworthiness on all topics, Clinton is unrivaled. Oh, well. Nobody thought that she was nice anyway. I don't like her. I don't like her at all. Nancy Reagan passed away. R.I.P. Nancy Reagan. 94 years young. A lot of mourning from loved ones and other admirers who remember the former First Lady's legacy. Even Chuck Schumer was out there touting her praises. And though current Reagan Republicans love to evoke her late husband, former President Ronald Reagan, for his fiscal policy, they very often forget his support of the Brady Handgun Violence Prevention Act, which mandated a waiting period and criminal background check on firearms purchases. The president was a member of the National Rifle Association and staunch gun rights supporter, was also in favor of banning fully automatic weapons for civilian use, which was already pretty much happening. It was said that Nancy was the decisive influence behind her husband's support of the background check bill, which came about after the failed assassination attempt on the president in 1988. Nancy Reagan persuaded her husband to support the Brady Law, and their advocacy was instrumental in helping us pass it, saving countless lives, Schumer said. Schumer, in March 1991, and then House Representative, well, he was then a House representative, introduced a bill that would eventually spawn the national instant criminal background check system in place today. The Brady bill became law in 1993 under President Bill Clinton and included a provision fought for by the NRA to replace the waiting period with a computerized instant background check system. Last month, it just about broke. 2.6 million checks were performed, each signifying either firearms purchases or gun permit requests. The National Shooting Sports Foundation adjusted the numbers and found that January's 2.55 million background checks, just over a million, represented gun sales. Reagan? Okay. I don't care if I take any heat over this. The last time in modern times, since the Battle of Athens in the 40s, that a group of Americans got out there and stood up to the government was the Black Panthers at the California General Assembly in the 60s. They walked in there with unloaded weapons in hand because it was legal. Now, it was legal, but not often done. And it shook up the California General Assembly. And then Governor of California, Ronald Reagan, started ushering in gun control in California over that one. Reagan may have been a great communicator, and he may have been a great president, but he was a gun grabber. And I don't see how you look around and look at somebody and say, oh, what an epitome of freedom and liberty, when he's taking guns and when he's saying, I don't trust you with a gun. I don't know how you do that. So I understand that a lot of I don't get sentimental about any of these guys. He was the commander in chief when I was in the military, and he was a great commander in chief too. But he was a gun grabber. You know? He was a gun grabber. I'll tell you what, when we get back, we're coming up. I'm going to tell you why I should be a gun grabber. Why I should be a gun grabber. And then I'll tell you why I'm not. So I've told the story a few times. I'm going to tell you why I should be a gun grabber when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to DarkAngelMedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro-1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie. Let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
All right. I would dread this, except I've done it many times. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. Check them out at secondcalldefense.org. Join me and join them. Now, I should be a gun grabber. I'm going to tell you why, because I had a very bad experience with a gun. I had a negligent discharge, December 20th, 1976. I'm going to leave out a bunch of details, simply in the interest of time. We had moved away. In 1976, 100 miles may have been a million. When you didn't have a car, okay, there was no, you know, there was no internet, there was no Facebook, there was no, none of that. So, you know, we moved away from a life that I had lived my entire young life, for an entire 15 years with the same group of young people for that entire time. I mean, I was in the ninth grade at the time. I had been in school with some people since kindergarten. I had a chance. We moved away in March of 76. I had a chance in December of 76 to go spend a week down there while my dad was traveling around town, or traveling around the state doing stuff for the company he worked for. I get down there, and I'm staying with my best friend ever, Big T. We want to go to the movies. You know, back in the 70s, going to the movies was very, very important. And Big T's dad had taught us how to clean guns. He had also taught us the four rules for, you know, he expected us to do this whenever we clean guns. He told us if we would clean the guns, he would give us the money to go to the movies. So we did. We messed around a little bit and did some other stuff. And then we got stuff out and we decided to go to work. And he had two handguns. He had an excellent Walther P-38. Good gosh, I remember that gun to this day. He also had a Webley revolver, the kind of a revolver that breaks open over the top. The whole barrel and cylinder assembly tilts in front of it. While I was fairly advanced on the four rules and everything and knew how to do a lot of things with guns at 15, there were some things I had not learned, like looking at a gun in profile that was a revolver and seeing brass coming out of the back. I cleaned the gun. The way we were taught to clean the guns by Big T's dad was to get out there and pull them apart, clean them, put them back together, test them, function test them, load them, put them away. Okay, I've gone through all of that, except I have not function tested it, but I've got to go to the restroom right now. So I've got it put back together. There's a pile of ammunition on the bed beside the gun. I go to the restroom. My friend comes in and sees the pile of ammo next to the gun and thinks I, you know, just forgot to do that. So he loads the gun. I come back out. I pick up the gun. I do not notice the ammo is not there. I do not notice that he is coming down the hallway. I am looking at the gun. All I'm looking for is to see that cylinder turn when I pull the trigger. I'm looking at the gun sideways. The gun is aimed up at about a 30-degree angle. Sideways, I'm seated on the bed holding the gun in my left hand. I pull the trigger. The cylinder rotates. The striker hits the live primer. The unjacketed 38 Special Slug travels about 6.5 feet and collides with my friend's solar plexus. It's amazing what a 15-year-old mind will go through when you do something like that. I was convinced that this was some elaborate prank. I had never seen a... He had a sucking chest wound is what it boiled down to, but when I looked at the front, it looked like a mosquito bite that had had the top scratched off of it. I didn't know anything about wound dynamics or anything else. I pulled the gun apart, opened it, dropped everything on the bed. There's five rounds that are still intact and one empty piece of brass.
Now I'm really wondering how he pulled this off. How did you pull this off, man? But it wasn't some elaborate prank. I had just punched a hole in my best friend at 15 years old. Police and the ambulance show up and everything. I'm going into shock. He's already in shock. Now, we didn't know it at the time because I had not taken combat lifesaver yet, but everything we did was accidentally the correct thing to do. He wanted to lay on one side because he said it helped him breathe, so I shored him up with pillows on that behind him so that he would be angled at that side so he could lay on that side without trying. And off he went. As bullet wounds go, if you're going to get shot, this was, I don't even know if I could actually, you know, this is one of these things where you look at it and you say, somebody was watching out, because this hit no bone at all. It was all soft tissue. Somehow or other, it traversed from front to back, stopped about an inch coming out of his back, went in and out of one lung. Complications, of course, arise from something like that, and, pneumonia comes along and everything else. Eventually, he did get out. Good to go. Good to go. But there were some issues. Because I had to deal with this in 1976. We didn't know certain things we know today. I can still see that smoke. I can still see that pattern because it was like a big plate, a big man-sized plate, the pattern. It just sort of spread out between me and him. It's like the smoke was between me and him. Every detail of that day and that week after that and that month after that and that year after that is ingrained indelibly on my mind. There's a lot of things I've forgotten over time. Nothing that had to do with that day. Nothing that had to do with that day. When we get back, I'll tell you the rest of the story. This is Lock and Load.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Gear up. Part two is coming. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This is part of the show brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Join me. Don't walk alone. I wish I'd had Second Call Defense in 1976. To give everybody a little bit of context, especially all of you music fans out there, at this time, this was when Hotel California came out. That's when the album came out around that time. Or at least that's when it got around to where I was at. I remember that very vividly because my friend was a rabid Eagles fan, and I took it to him. Seeing somebody, you know, being 15 years old and looking at another 15-year-old that you have hospitalized, that was bad. The hardest part would be like his parents were so good to me. They were so good to me. But they would take me there, and they would never say that I was the one that had done this. But there would be people that they would run into at the hospital because his mom worked at this hospital. They would ask why they were there, and they would tell them, and they would be like, oh, my God, have they caught the scum-sucking pig that did this to him? You know, and I'd just be standing there, and I would just, you know, I'd just hang on. The problem was in 1976, this kind of thing was not talked about. This was, you know, you didn't talk about things like that back then. I had to deal with it myself. That was bad. That was bad. I began to think that the world would be better without weapons. I began to loathe weapons. Now, never mind that I had already been taught the lesson. Because in my 15-year-old mind, I was in pain. And I had to suffer alone. No one would help me. No one would help me. And the only thing that I could look to say it was your fault was the weapon. Now, over the course of time, a few people reached out to me that I was related to and reminded me of the rule that I had broken. I actually broke more than one. I guess I broke all four of them because I did not treat it as if it were loaded. I put my finger on the trigger without being sure of my target. I was not aware of my target even being in there. I broke them all. It wasn't the gun's fault. Still, of course, you know, I had some, a little bit of a scar, you know, emotionally from that. To this day, I think, and I wonder about this because I hear about kids today that get out there and they're looking for a safe space. And I think about that, and, you know, I was in a safe space. In the 70s, it was not as dangerous as it is to be a kid today. And but I wasn't in a safe space because everything that was happening to me was in my head. Now, I don't know what the benefits would have been to have spoken to somebody about this. I did eventually speak to people about this, but they were family members. They were not people that were trying to, you know, it wasn't like it was something scheduled and structured or anything, but it did work. It did work. I rounded a bend and got very heavily into the martial arts for the next 6 years after that. Although I did start to reload ammo and start to pick up guns and shoot them again at the behest of my uncle, who the same one that has the hearing loss, Harry Freddy. He would challenge me to reload ammo, and I would do it. And then he gave me a gun, a .357 Magnum Ruger, single action, to shoot the ammo out of, and I would do that too. And it was a kick, and it was all about the process of loading the ammo. Very shrewd of him to get out there, not turn it into a shooting thing. Can you reload ammo that works? Very interesting thing that he did. In 1983, I was watching TV, and the Marine Corps barracks in Lebanon had been bombed, and I decided at that point that I would join the military. Up to this point, I had not really, you know, I owned a handgun, but I didn't keep them very often. I didn't, you know, back then you couldn't carry them or anything, so I sold it, and I went into the military, and you know, then I started, after I got to where I was going, I learned how to manipulate a vast array of weapons and everything else, and then I bought another handgun. And slowly but surely, that incident would come back and haunt me more than once, because every time I went to a school that had to have a background check on it, the statement that I gave would be laid in front of me. The statement that I wrote when I was 15 years old would be laid in front of me, and I would be asked about it again. And I think to a degree it has left its mark on me. The reason I'm not a gun grabber is because every one of you out there deserves a way to defend yourself. I'm not a gun grabber because I took an oath to support this country. I believed that I was born with this built-in mechanism whereby if my mind will allow me to defend myself, then I should. I used all manner of things up to a certain point to defend myself. I was fairly proficient with the sticks, double sticks, the esgrima, as they call them. Various martial art weapons. I was fairly proficient, empty-handed. And then I got fairly proficient with the weapon. And I'm not a gun grabber because it was never the gun's fault. That gun did exactly what I told it to do. I was at fault. I was the one that was at fault. And I look at a lot of people today, and whenever I see people get out there and vehemently deny that they've ever had a negligent discharge, I'll tell you this, okay? I'll tell you this. Use all four of the rules at all times when handling a weapon. And then even if you have a negligent discharge, like the one Travis Haley had the other day, where he was observing all the rules and he was demonstrating something sort of dangerous with a round in the chamber, and it went off and it hit a berm. We're handling guns. We're handling guns. If you handle them long enough, something like that will happen. And the only way to mitigate what is going to happen, and if you haven't ever had one, my hat is off. I've had one, and I carry it with me every day of my life. But if you handle them enough, it's a possibility. So, by all means, maintain all four of those rules all the time, and when you do have that inevitable ND, it'll hit somewhere accidentally. Your heart will race. You can walk back, inhale a little bit, have a sip of water, get back on the firing line. This is the way of the 21st century modern warrior Shaolin monk dude guys. That is simply the way. We will be right back.
Now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Lockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Lockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Lockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. For those of you that have been kind enough to view on YouTube and on Google Plus, I apologize for the guest not being here. I did everything to get her here. I put out this little tease to, you know, hopefully entice people to come and hang out in the various places where it's going to be live. And today I failed. Failed to have the guest here. So I was here. She wasn't. I tried to get her. I can't. I'm sorry. I apologize. Who remembers John Dean? John Dean, the Nixonian turncoat. He needs to move over because a bigger rat is surely coming. His name is Brian Pagliano, and he's been given immunity from prosecution in order to overcome his invocation of the Fifth Amendment protection against self-incrimination for his work on Hillary Clinton's email server. The question is, what does he have to say? Jed Babin makes some very knowledgeable guesses in the American Spectator. He writes, Pagliano must have had direction from Clinton and her top staffers to set the email system up the way he did. Because he was paid by Clinton, in addition to a State Department salary, he had to be suspicious of the whole matter. He may be able to testify that Clinton told him she wanted a system that would enable her to use it for all of her government emails. He would have to have known that a substantial portion of them had to, going forward, contain classified information. He may be also able to testify as to instructions he received from Clinton and her top staffers, Huma Abedin, Cheryl Mills, and Jake Sullivan, on how to maintain the system. He should also be able to testify on the relationship Clinton and her staff had with Platte River Networks, a company that Clinton hired to help maintain it. They also had no security clearance whatsoever to do this. Do we have another one of Dr. Joy's calls? Anyway, next step for the FBI and the Justice Department would be to interview Abedin, Mills, and Sullivan to see if they're willing to testify against Clinton. Anybody remember Susan McDougal? Or go to jail in order to protect her. All three were believed to have copied classified information from the Secured Protocols Network, CIPRNet, and the Joint Worldwide Intelligence Collection Networks, JWICS, the classified information networks the government maintains to open emails on Clinton's system at her direction. They are also believed to have illegally shared passwords to CipherNet and JWICS in furtherance of her directions. Each of them could be looking at a very long jail term. Passwords. Well, if it wasn't for Dr. Joy that time, what was it about, Ben? Well, I've always thought that with Talk Network, in order to look, it's ringing again. The whole impetus was you would be listening to the show and they would say something you wanted to comment on. Go see who this is. Let's go see who this is. My guess is that Humat Abedin, who has dedicated her life to ingratiating herself with Hillary, and she comes from a family life dedicated to a long jihad of the Muslim Brotherhood, she'll probably go to jail rather than testify. Then Cheryl Mills has a very long history in Clinton. She may all clam up. Let's leave Sullivan. Nobody knows anything about them. David from San Fran. David, don't get in. He always wants to talk a bunch of nonsense about nothing in particular. No, I don't. He's always out there. Yeah, I know. And, you know, he deserves to be in the hardware store with the rest of the wing nuts. So, thanks. Appreciate it. So, the odds are here that we will see an FBI effort to prosecute Hillary and that all the political calculations about the election may have to be thrown out. Even if the DOJ and Obama declined to prosecute. That's going to be the big problem if the DOJ and Obama decline to prosecute. If they don't prosecute, then expect to see FBI Director James Comey and his team. They're going to demand that they prosecute. They want to see Clinton and her aides indicted. If they get out there and resign en masse in protest to them not upholding the law, there will be a lot of gooses cooked over this one. That will be a particularly crippling event in the annals of Democratic sidesteps. So, there you go. For all of you people, there's a lot of people out there saying, well, you know, Hillary will get away with it. She always gets away with it. Hillary Clinton is a human. She's not some super being. For some reason, there's been a lot of people that have liked her, and I swear to God, that escapes me. I can't imagine it. I don't understand it. So right now, let's see, what do we got? Well, let's take stock of what we got going on right now. We've got the GOP coming completely unglued because we thought we have elected outsiders, and then they have quickly been absorbed into the GOP establishment machine. And now we've actually gone out there and somebody that is really an outsider who doesn't need, and this is the thing, I don't understand why everybody isn't just standing up saying, yeah, this is good. Trump's not taking anybody's money. He's beholden to nobody. Yeah, Bill, but he's an egomaniac. Do you think all of them aren't egomaniacs? Every one of them is an egomaniac, bar none. This is not about selfless service, especially coming from Hillary Clinton. I think Donald Trump looks at this as sort of a novelty. And you know what? Right about now, this would be a good time for everybody. Look, we've got an espionage person leading the Democratic Party, and we've got somebody that is poking both thumbs in the eye sockets of the Republican establishment that for some reason everybody wants to continually attack. And I'm not naive. I get it. I get all the baggage that Trump brings with him, just as I get all the baggage that all of them bring with them. All of them have baggage. So, okay. They've all got baggage. We can't have Clinton. We can't have Sanders. Baggage aside, we can't have any of them. And the other thing that we cannot have, this is the thing we really can't have. We cannot allow the Republican establishment to continue to operate in the status quo. They have to be dragged, kicking and screaming into the sun like the, I mean, I swear to God, they suck my will to live with their inaction. Coming from the military, when you get out there and you look at things across the board and you see a bunch of guys that end up somewhere, they say everybody, they tell everybody there, hey, when we get there, we're going to change everything. Then they get there and they do nothing. Huh? I can't figure that one out. Not to save my life. But that's all. That's, you know. We have quite the dilemma facing us today. And we will come through it. We will come through it. But we're all going to have to participate. Some of you don't want to participate. Some of you want to stay at home. Some of you want to say, I'll hold my nose. I'll do this. I'll do that. How about just fight? How about just pick something you believe in and fight for it? How about that? We don't have time for this call, do we? Yeah, we got 27 seconds. Don't have time for that call. Anyway. So, and a note to the GOP establishment. Just so you understand, GOP establishment, the voter is always right. We have voted for you before, and we have always regretted it. And if we vote for somebody else and we regret it again, guess what? Nothing new to us. We'll just keep on trying. Do it again tomorrow. Tomorrow, Sean Maloney, The World According to Second Call Defense. Do it again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control on a Tuesday night. This has been Lock and Load.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to sdi.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.